We need to find Willow.
Yeah, she's off the wagon big time. Warren's a dead man if she finds him.
Good. Don, don't say that. Why not? I'd do it myself if I could.
Because you don't really feel that way.
Yes, I do. And you should too. He killed Tara and he nearly killed you. He needs to pay.
Out of the mouths of babes.
Xander.
I'm just saying he's just as bad as any vampire you sent to Dustville.
Being a slayer doesn't give me a license to kill. Warren's human.
So?
So the human world has its own rules for dealing with people like him.
Yeah, we all know how well those rules work.
Sometimes they do. Sometimes they don't. We can't control the universe. If we were supposed to, then the magic wouldn't change Willow the way it does. And we'd be able to bring Tara back.
Boy. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Boys Watching Buffy. We're just two boys watching every episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer for the first time, giving our review, our reactions. We're your hosts. I am Joe Welke.
I am Vance.
Today, we're talking about Season 6, Episode 20, titled Villains, directed by David Solomon, written by Martin Noxon. Original air date, May 14th, 2002, to an audience of 4.96 million people. And before we get into the episode, everybody, we've got big boys announcements. Ladies and gentlemen, we are very, very proud to announce that Boys Watching Buffy is now a part of the Seltzer Kings podcast network. We've been chatting with the Seltzer Kings podcast network for some time, trying to join their ranks, and finally got the contracts done. We're joining a podcast network, everybody. If you don't know Seltzer Kings, they do podcasts such as The Adventures of Danny and Mike, Bradshaw Boys, and several others. If you are interested in seeing like all the podcasts that they house and work with, SeltzerKings.com, that is their website. You can join their email list. You can check out all the podcasts. Good stuff. Super stoked about it. Don't worry. Nothing about the podcast is going to change.
This is exciting. This lets you guys know the boys are going to be around for a while. All right. Yeah. Everyone's been wondering what's going to happen. And we told them we have big stuff in store for 2024. And yeah, we're proud to announce we're part of the Seltzer Kings network now.
Kicking it off with a bang, 2024.
Yeah.
Joining the podcast network. Really stoked about it. Seltzer Kings, good podcasts, good people. And yeah, stoked about that. We don't have any shout outs. No person from Hawaii never reached out.
Not yet, at least. Not yet.
Not yet. Not yet. But we're going to hold out hope for that Hawaii person that's listening. Or people. I don't know. We've got several listens in Hawaii, so yeah. If you're in Hawaii, you're listening to this, shout out time if you reach out to us, or if you do an Apple Podcast 5-star rating and review, Spotify 5-star rating, yeah, and send it to us, yada, yada, yada. Join our Discord, links in the show notes. Join our Patreon, patreon.com/boyswatchingbuffy. We do Boys Watching Angel, Boys Watching Movies, and Joe's Fashion Report /Corner. We got merch.
You
want to buy some merch? There's links everywhere.
And everyone, it's that time of the season where we start to do our listener poll for Season 6 of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. This link will be in the show notes and on Discord. Please fill it out and get it back to us by, if you're listening to this now, by the 5th, by Tuesday the 5th. It should be listed on the listener poll when it's due, when all the answers are due. But you can pick your favorite episodes of the show. You can rank your favorite episodes of the show, rank your favorite villains, rank your favorite podcast episode, and more. So, yeah. And there's a section also for a little bit of Q&A. So, yeah. Check it out. The season 6 listener poll.
All right. I got to say, this episode of Villains, Vance, I pretty accurately nailed the prediction of what was going to happen in this episode.
Yeah. I have it written down as Joe's prediction is Buffy versus Willow. Willow kills Warren. Willow goes on rampage.
I re-listened to this episode like a little bit before we started recording this one. And the prediction that I had was like, Willow's going to turn Warren's insides out. And she's going to incapacitate Buffy somehow and go on a rampage with Warren. And I was like, oh, yeah. I mean, it was pretty obvious what was going to happen.
I'll say this season, we've been pretty good with the predictions of Willow and Buffy.
Yeah.
And you've been really on with Willow. Because
I called this before season 6 even started.
Yeah.
Now, the way that they got there, I didn't expect.
Ooh, they really went through a winding maze to get to Buffy versus Willow.
Yeah. But, I mean, now shit's getting real interesting.
Here's a question. We're jumping really far ahead.
All right.
Is Willow in season 7?
Maybe Willow's the big bad of season 7. I don't know.
Maybe.
Miss Giles.
I miss Giles, but I do forget about him sometimes. I will say there's so much stuff going on. I'm not like, hey, where's that old librarian?
Do you think that he could have talked Willow out of all of her misdeeds, maybe?
No.
Yeah.
She threatened him the first time when he was still there.
Yeah, she was already down this path of destruction. But
it's kind of amazing you can just turn magic back on.
Right?
It took her like no time.
Well, if it's like alcoholism, all you need to do is start drinking again.
She didn't even have any like new tie or anything.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's all internal.
All right, I don't know. Should we get into this? Do we have any other announcements or anything?
No, we announced that we're part of the Seltzer Kings Network. Now we can just phone it in.
Yeah. It's all downhill from here, people.
Yeah, you know it's Buffy. Something happened. Magic, blah, blah, blah.
All right. Well, this episode, a lot of recap again. Why won't Buffy sleep with Spike? Oh, it's because I'm not in love with you. Tara and Willow making up, Buffy and Warren fighting, Spike trying to rape Buffy, Spike leaving, Warren shooting Buffy and Tara, and then Willow going dark, all in the recap.
I watched this episode today, and as I was watching it, my wife was in the room, and I just had her look at the recap. Watching that recap is insane. Having no concept of the show or seeing any of it. Just
like, did she have any thoughts? Was she like, what the fuck are you watching?
I was like, that just went all over the place, didn't it? Like, once the gun comes out and the raping in the bathroom, it's like, what is this show?
Yeah, you just like turn over your shoulder. This is all within the last like 3 episodes. But the episode actually opens up with an ambulance driving up to Buffy's house and paramedics getting out, and Xander's leading the paramedics to Buffy, and Buffy's been shot in the chest, and they're looking at Buffy. And then we go up to the bedroom where Willow is trying to will Tara back to life. She's like, no, you gotta wake up. And then Willow goes dark, and then there's storm clouds hovering over the bedroom ceiling, and she calls upon Osiris once again.
I predicted
didn't
that.
Didn't have the urn.
I have predicted. I was like, she's going to want to try to bring her back.
Yeah, you absolutely did predict that. And then I was like, she's going to have to call on Osiris, but she doesn't have the urn. But she calls upon Osiris. Then we go back to Buffy in the yard. The paramedics are checking on her. Her pulse is weak. Xander's like, well, what's that mean? They're like, son, if you want us to save her, you got to get back. Okay. You got to move back a little bit if you want her to live. So then we go back up to the bedroom and Willow, an angry spirit forms in this like cloud, and he's like, what are you doing? Why are you waking me up for this bullshit? Don't invoke the name of Osiris for this bullshit. And Willow's like, I want you to bring my girlfriend back to life. What are you talking about? This is what Osiris does. And he goes, you may not violate the laws of natural passing. And Willow's like, what about this is natural? This is a gunshot, my friend. And the spirit says, it's a human death by human means. Yeah.
She's dead by natural order.
And she's like, what? I mean, you can't do anything. And then the spirit informs her, this is not the same as Buffy. Buffy died via mystical means. This is a whole different ballgame, okay? And you already invoked the name of Osiris once. And you dare do this again? Terra was taken by natural order. It is done. And then Willow, like, screams at the spirit and it starts groaning in agony.
Yeah, I started laughing. I thought it was so funny that she has the power to even affect this thing.
Right? Like, this all-knowing being of, like Hades.
Yeah.
Like, this overseer of death, I guess.
The demon's like,
and she's and he's like, ow!
This witch is strong. This witch is so strong. I do understand that they had this scene to be like, okay, she's dead. Don't worry about it. She's not coming back. She's gone. Because you have to do that because the show established that you could bring people back. But Dawn was able to bring Joyce back almost.
I was just about to say that.
And that was very natural.
Yes, she died more naturally than fucking than Terra. Like, she just had like a brain aneurysm. Like, if you're talking about like being shot isn't a natural death.
Yeah.
Joyce died like with the brain aneurysm type of deal. That's way natural. Dawn was able to bring at least a zombie version of her back to life.
Yeah.
Like, this spirit didn't even have anything of like, if you bring her back, she's going to come back wrong. Or like, you don't know what the powers that you're messing with or some type of shit. Like, we saw Dawn do it. We saw Joyce walking outside.
Yeah.
Before she like ripped up the picture of Joyce to reverse the spell.
I mean, Joyce might have came back wrong, but she did back.
She did. She did. So I don't know how much I trust this spirit, this cloud spirit that gets hurt by Willow yelling at it.
I trust him enough that I don't think we're seeing Terra anymore.
No, yeah. I mean, yeah. Willow just needs to go to... I mean, also Clem talks about how he knew somebody that brought back a person. And he said, oh, yeah, but he came back
weird.
Yeah, but
that one probably was a demon, though. His cousin? You think maybe. Clem has human cousins?
I don't know. Maybe his cousin was in love with a human.
You know what? I think the one thing I'll read after we're done with Buffy is Clem fanfic.
Clem fucking rules, dude.
I know.
Especially this episode.
Yeah.
Dude, I love that guy.
It's always nice to have a bright spot in the darkness of Sunnydale.
Yeah. Yeah. So then we go to Buffy being taken to the hospital. She's being loaded up in the back of the ambulance, and Willow comes outside and she sees Buffy being taken to the hospital, and Willow sees Xander, and Willow's like, what's going on? What happened? And Xander's like, dude, Buffy got shot. Warren came over here and he had a gun and he just shot at us. And Willow goes, Warren. And then she just walks away. And Xander's like, wait, Will, where are you going? And then the paramedics are like, sir, are you going to come with Buffy or are you going to go with that girl or whatever? He's like, all right, I'm going to hop in the ambulance with Buffy. But Willow seems a little pissed, and it looks like she's going after Warren. So, yeah, whatever. I'll let her do what with that information what she will.
Yeah. Now, my question at this moment was, does Xander know that Tara has been shot?
Nope.
But he has zero reaction to Willow, who is covered in blood. Like, she is covered in blood.
I think he might have asked her about, like, oh, God, Will, what happened? But after that, she's like, what happened?
Yeah, he Where's does Buffy? Not know that Tara shot based off of what happens later. So why does he think she's covered in blood? Now, this could just be chalked up to Xander being completely in shock, right?
Yeah.
But I would assume he went inside the house to make the phone call for the paramedic, because I think the cops would show up before a paramedic for a gunshot.
Yeah.
Gunshots don't normally get the paramedics there. It gets the cops there first.
Well, I don't know if you know this about the cops in this Sunnydale, Vance, but they are incredibly stupid, to quote Principal Snyder.
Later, I thought the cops didn't even show up, and I'm happy they had at least a line to explain it, because I was like, no way. Yeah, it's just weird because the paramedics come and there's no attempt of medical for Tara at all. Like, they don't
they don't even know.
They don't know. And then, yeah.
I mean, I guess how would they if Willow's not going to tell them? Willow's just as much in shock as Xander and
in a rage bender. The only way I can, like the paramedics would think she's covered in blood. She must have been out there at 1.2 or something. But Xander knows she wasn't in the backyard, so he should see the blood and be like, what happened to you?
Yeah.
But you can chalk it up to shock.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's weird the paramedics are there and like right upstairs there's a person.
A dead girl.
Yeah.
Let alone a spirit yelling at Willow. Storm clouds.
Yeah. Son, you're going to have to stop that witchcraft going on upstairs if you want us to save Buffy.
Move her inside. It looks like a storm's coming. Oh, yeah.
Move her outside. The storm's coming inside.
So speaking of the cops, we go to the police station where Jonathan and Andrew are, and they're bickering about how they're in jail and I can't believe we're in jail. I can't believe we got caught. And look at that guy over there. He keeps looking over. Jonathan's like, oh, he keeps looking over at me. I bet he wants to make me his butt monkey. And then Andrew's like, don't flatter yourself. And Jonathan's like, hey man, the joint changes you. And he says, they like the small ones with little hands. It reminds him of their girlfriends. I was like, Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, they referenced the show Oz, and a lot of that show was, I never watched it. I remember being on the phone with a friend who was watching it. And I was like, oh, Oz, isn't that the show where all the dudes like rape people in jail? He's like, no, that doesn't happen. Oh, no, it's happening.
Well, it's happening right now.
But like, yeah, it's more to the show. It's more.
But Andrew is reassuring to Jonathan, Warren's going to find a way to get us out of here. I bet he's going to come. And Jonathan's like, no one is going to come to get us. Warren does not care about us. And then Andrew's like, no, Warren wouldn't abandon us. He wouldn't do that to me. And Jonathan's like, oh, but you would do that to me, because I know that this whole situation was a setup. You guys were going to ditch me after we robbed that armored car. You were going to ditch me with your jetpacks and leave me to take the fall for you guys. I know what you guys were up to. And Andrew very unconvincingly is like, no, no.
Yeah.
We wouldn't do that. No.
Yeah.
I mean, I was going to carry you with my jetpack. We only had enough supplies for two jetpacks, and the plan was I was going to carry you because you are so small with your little hands. And
the plan is so flawed. How did Jonathan think they were getting away?
I don't know.
Yeah.
No. On foot. But
yeah, might as well.
How does anyone get anywhere? I was amazed to see Xander driving a car later on in this episode. I was like, he's got a car?
You saw him and Anya get caught in traffic to the airport.
Yeah, but you only see the inside of the car. When you see the outside of it, I was like, Oh, yeah, this is actually a car. For some reason, like, seeing the outside of it registered my mind.
You do realize this whole show is fake, right? Like,
yeah.
You need to see the outside of the car.
Yeah.
I mean, Anya probably still has Giles' car, unless he shipped it over.
Hmm. Yeah, whatever happened to that convertible?
Whatever happened to that midlife crisis?
But after Andrew reassures Jonathan, hey, we weren't setting you up, he's still got faith in Warren. Warren's going to come back and get us. I bet he's back at the hideout trying to figure out a way to bust us out right now. Cut to Warren at a demon bar. So stoked to be free. The bar is playing Die, Die, My Darling by the Misfits. Very demonish. Mm-hmm. And he's like, hey, what's up, everybody? Hey, whoa, hey, isn't this cool? Hey, I'm here. You don't see a lot of humans here. And the demons are just like not paying any attention to him.
Vampires really get hooked to their TV shows.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, I'm watching my program.
Yeah, his program is just like a crocodile eating stuff.
Yeah.
It's like Animal Planet.
Yeah.
But then Warren goes around like bragging about like, well, it's not often that you see humans here because, you know, I'm actually a really important human because guess what? I just killed the Slayer. And the demons are like, what? You killed the Slayer? He's like, yeah, and you know what? I'm thinking I need a real gang. You know, I was rolling with this gang of guys. We were called the Trio. You probably heard of us. And demons are like, never heard of you. Never once. And he's like, okay, well, I mean, don't worry about it. It's never, I dumped those two guys anyway. So now it's just me. But I need a real gang now. And they're like, so you killed the Slayer. How did you do it? And he's like, you'll never guess. You'll never fucking guess. And they're like, come on, tell us. Was it magic? Was it demons? Was it some kind of supernatural thing? And Warren's like, nah, dude. Just good old American gunsmanship. And they're like, really? You killed the Slayer with a gun? And he's like, yeah, that's all it took, man. Just regular modern day science. Fucking propelling little pieces of metal. Fucking killed her.
Darla had a great idea.
Oh, yeah. All the way back at season one.
Double guns. Greatest, yeah. One of the best moments in this show.
Yes. So then the demons are like, you killed the Slayer with a gun. And you think that was a great idea. And you think that she's actually dead. And he's like, absolutely. Absolutely. And then the demons are just like, you are so fucking screwed. And Warren's like, you guys are joking with me, right? You're joking with me. And they're like, no, you're a dead man. And Warren's like, I don't get what you guys are talking about. Why am I a dead man? I killed the Slayer. We should all be celebrating. And they're like, well, we were listening to the news and we heard about a girl that got shot in her backyard and she survived. And here's the thing, buddy. If she's a Slayer, they heal real fast. And I bet you her number one target coming out of that hospital bed is you. So you should probably run and be worried. And then Warren's like, I guess I am kind of worried. I thought that you guys were going to beat my ass. And they're like, no, we're not even going to bother beating your ass, dude. Like, it wouldn't even be a challenge. We're just going to let the Slayer find you and beat the shit out of you. And you should probably run now. And he's like, okay, cool. Bye.
That news travels really fast.
Oh, absolutely.
She's not even out of surgery. And they're like, oh, yeah, she survived. Like, who's reporting that?
Yeah.
You know how much crime happens in Sunnydale?
Like, they just took her to the hospital in the scenes that we saw. Like, yeah. There was no news reporters on the scene or anything. No. Like, who are they talking to?
I don't know.
Like,
just magic TV info. But I think this is a good spot to drop some Discord knowledge on our listeners.
All right. Go for it.
First, Tara is wearing the blue sweater that belonged to Willow in the body episode. Mm-hmm. That was brought up to us on Discord. Sorry, Discord user. I tried to scroll back through a long chatter to figure out who exactly said it. Sorry, I can't fully credit it, but you know who you are on Discord.
Yeah.
And It turns out that Tara and Warren dated in real life and are still really good friends to this day.
Which is very nice.
Yeah.
The guy who killed her.
Yeah.
They apparently like directed a or wrote a movie and or something.
Worked on a movie together. Yeah.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah. And I think that movie also has James Marsters in it. I forget the name of that movie also, but
we had a lot of discourse.
Yeah. It's
Discord chatter.
As you can understand, after seeing Red, the Discord was blowing up.
Oh yeah.
A lot of new people joining. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Big episode.
Yeah.
But yeah. So they're like, hey, Warren, you better run. And he skedaddles out of that demon bar. So then we go to the magic box. And Willow shows up at the magic box. And she's like, Anya, where's all of your books on the darkest of dark magic?
Are they up there in the open for anyone to get whenever they want?
Are they up there where I found them previously?
Why do they even still exist here? Why are they not locked in the chest somewhere?
Yeah. And Anya's like freaking out. Anya's worried. She's like, oh shit. Maybe you shouldn't be doing this, Willow. I thought that you were going cold turkey off the magic. And Willow's like, shut up, bitch. Are they still up there? And Anya tries to go and stop her. She's like, Willow, maybe this isn't such a good idea. And then Willow just looks at Anya and says, stop. And it freezes Anya. And she can't move. And Willow floats every dark magic book in the library onto the desk.
Yep.
Opens one, puts her hands on them, and sinks her hands into it and just consumes all of the dark magic knowledge that she can. And it's like the pages, the text is like going on her skin and stuff. Thought that was a kind of, I don't think we needed that bad effect.
Yeah. And then her hair and eyes just turn completely black and she goes the craft level of witchery.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, not a fan of that black hair look.
Well, that wig is a...
That's a terrible wig, dude.
It's not a good wig.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She looks bad.
I don't know. I think her being witchy with red hair is more interesting.
Yeah. And I think like the black eyes is that's all we need.
Yeah.
But I guess if she's consuming all of this dark magic knowledge, I mean, that'll turn a motherfucker.
How can we show that she's turning even darker? Dark hair, dark eyes.
Yeah.
Dark nail polish. She's dressed goth now.
I wrote in my notes, did she really need all of this to kill Warren?
So a gun almost killed the Slayer, but you need super dark magic to kill an evil genius.
She needs the most dark, intense, crazy magic in order to kill this just regular guy.
Yeah, she had she had enough powers to kill him based off what I saw in the Bronze with her and Amy. But she didn't need to maximize.
But no.
Again, she's seeing red. She's not thinking straight.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. But
what's not fine?
Yeah.
It's this next scene.
What's not fine is Dawn comes home. Door's wide open. No one's home. She's like, hello? Is anybody home? Hello? Nobody's answering her, obviously. She goes up into the upstairs and she's like, Buffy, looks around in Buffy's room. Willow goes into Joyce's room. And I refuse to call that Willow's room.
I also wrote in my notes, Joyce's room.
Yep. And she goes into that room and she walks around the bed and she finds Tara's dead, rotting corpse.
They just left her up there, too.
Yeah.
I wonder if the show was like, all right, Buffy found a body. Now Dawn needs to find a body so she's not so jealous.
It's the same blood, Vance. They're the same. It's summer's blood. They need to find bodies.
They're bloodhounds. Yeah, the trauma of this, man. Because
I wrote in my notes, Dawn probably shouldn't be seeing this.
This is probably something Dawn shouldn't be seeing.
I mean, she's what, 16? 15, 16?
16,
she saw fucking porn last episode underage. Spike banging on you. She sees dead body.
Oh my gosh. She's, I mean, they reference it later, but she's been through a lot in her year and a half.
Year and a half. Yeah, man.
Oh man. It's, you know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking the houses next to Buffy's don't have people living in them.
They can't.
It's no way. No one's like, hears these gunshots and cops and paramedics and people aren't standing outside and they see Dawn walk home and they're like, hey, what happened? Hey, Dawn, don't go in there. Somehow on the news, the demons know that a girl was shot.
Yep.
But, yeah.
Like, you would think, like, if there are neighbors, like, after Joyce dies, like, they'd maybe, like, hey, here's a casserole or some shit. Like, maybe, keep tabs on Buffy.
Maybe they learned their lesson after Joyce's one friend got zombified with the empanadas or whatever.
Pat or whatever.
Pat or Pam or something. Yeah.
Pam or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that she cannot have. I mean, the houses are pretty close to each other. Like, if there was a gunshot, you would hear that. It's the middle of the day. You can't do the old Baltimore excuse of, like, is that fireworks?
You know what? I think they were, like, gunshots. They were like, oh, I'm just stay inside. Don't even look. This is Sunnydale. There was a motorcycle gang of demons once that took over the town.
God damn it. I already can't go outside at night. Now I can't go outside during the day. Gunshots. Jesus.
Man, this place.
What is this, Detroit?
To answer our question from last episode, I think I probably wouldn't be friends with Buffy.
You wouldn't?
I think I'm going to take my chances being outside of that radar, that radius. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not looking great.
No, it's real bad now.
And it's even if you do survive, it's just so much stress.
Yeah. Yeah, but... So after Dawn sees Tara's dead body, we go over to Warren, who is now in full panic mode. He goes over to the Rack Den. He finds Rack, the witch, warlock, drug peddler, magic peddler. And Warren tells Rack about, like, hey, listen, buddy, I need some help. I need some help. I got all this money. I got dead presidents that speak to whatever. And he's like, Rack's like, all right, come into my office. What's the situation? And Warren's like, all right, so I tried to kill the Slayer with a gun. Apparently didn't take. I mean, you probably heard of me. I'm from the trio. I'm Warren from the trio. And Rack's like, never heard of that.
I think it's crazy to think they were a thing.
Yeah. And he's like, come on, you never heard of us? We did fucking a freeze ray. We did invisibility. And he's like, sorry. And he's like, I thought word traveled fast in the demon world.
Do you see where I live? You have to go through a magical portal you can't see to find me.
Yeah. And Rack is like, how'd you even find me? He's like, I gave the guy $20. And he's like, oh, you should have haggled. You probably could have got that info for $5. And Warren's like, I don't give a fuck. All right. Here's what I need. I need protection because the Slayer is going to be after me. And Rack is like, you don't even, bro. The Slayer is the least of your worries, okay? I'm telling you that you need to worry about the witch more than the Slayer. And Warren's like, the witch? What are you talking about? The witch? And Rack's like, yeah, Willow. And Warren's like, what the fuck did I do to Willow? I didn't do shit to her. Like, I shot the Slayer. Like, who gives a fuck about Willow? And Rack is like, bro, I'm telling you, I can sense her presence right now. She is feeling a loss. She's feeling a death. And she is going to blow this town apart, starting with you. And she is on the hunt to find you. And Warren's like, what? Are you serious? And Rack's like, yep, it's just a matter of time before she finds you, bro. And then Warren's like, well, then... I need, here, take all the money I've got. I can give you more money. I just need cover, I need protection, and I need all the firepower that I can muster. And Rack is like, man, I can give you a bunch of shit, but I cannot guarantee that this is going to work. I can't guarantee anything from this point on. And I'm telling you, this girl Willow, she is running on pure fury right now. And Warren's like shit in his pants.
Yeah.
Great scene. Because Rack is, last time we saw Rack when he was talking to Willow, he's like, whoa, you're super mega powerful. He like kind of pushed Amy aside like, you're fucking nothing, dude.
Yeah.
This chick's got the power.
Yeah.
I've got the power.
Yeah.
And Warren is understandably shitting bricks right now.
Yeah. Yeah. He was worried about the Slayer, but yeah, this witch, I like this. You got bigger fish to fry. Yeah.
Well, it's also what we've been saying since like season four and a half about like, who needs a Slayer? We got Willow. Willow's so much more powerful than the Slayer.
There's nothing Buffy can do that Willow can't do with magic.
Yeah. Yeah. But speaking of those two, we have Xander at the hospital with Buffy, and they're operating on Buffy. We need 50 cc's of this. Oh, her heart rate's slipping. Oh, it's not looking good right now. Oh, we need to really do this. And then while they're doing the surgery, like, there's an electrical surge. Like, lights are flickering. Electricity's going out. And it's because Willow shows up. And Willow's in her full dark getup. Mm-hmm. She is witched out like motherfucker. And she goes into the surgery room. And the doctor's like, what are you doing? You can't be in here. And she just goes, leave. And they all drop all their shit and they head out. And Xander comes in and he's like, Will, what are you doing? They're trying to save Buffy. And Willow's like, don't worry about it. I got it. She walks up to Buffy and she just puts her hand over Buffy and removes the bullet from Buffy with magic. And she looks at it and she's like, it's so small. It's so small. How could something so small do so much damage?
It's so small and perfectly intact.
Yeah. And then she like makes it disappear somehow. Like she
like sucks into her hand or something. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
And Xander's face is amazing in this moment. He's like, whoa.
Oh, yeah. It's like, yeah. He's like, I don't know what the fuck's going on and I'm not going to say shit.
It's like that, that clip of the monkey seeing magic for the first time. And freaking out. It's like, what? I'm like, you've seen so much shit in your life, Xander. Her taking a bullet out of someone is like light work.
Yeah. Speaking of monkeys, I gotta say, Willow with this wig and the blacked out eyes, she looks kind of like Planet of the Apes style makeup to me.
Oh, the Mark Wahlberg one? With the girlfriend,
yeah,
in it.
Like,
yeah, because of that like hairline that they have in the front, and the way
like, dude,
yeah, yeah.
I'm so glad that you agree because I was looking at it. I took a screenshot. I was like, bro, she looks like Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, the that weird Mark Wahlberg one that I always forget existed.
Yeah, the Tim Burton. I think is that Tim Burton, right?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Man,
they got a new Planet of Apes coming out. The newer,
yeah, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, yeah. Or something.
I like that trilogy that they came out with.
I didn't watch the third one, but the first two I liked.
The third one's pretty good. The second one's probably the weaker one out of it. The second half of the first one is really good. Yeah, I love the origin.
The second one was really good. Rise of the Planet of the Apes?
Yeah, which one is that? Is that the one with the girl in it? The third one has a big war between apes in it.
Yeah, I didn't see that one.
Yeah. No, pretty solid for a pretty solid and like under talked about trilogy for a reboot.
Yeah, I feel like prequels, they are a lot of hit and misses ones, and like this one's definitely a hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Andy Serkis, man, doing his thing.
Dude, how has that guy not ever been nominated for like an Oscar? Like,
I think it's tricky to nominate performance for motion capture because then you do animation over top of it. Like, if it was for voice work, sure. I mean, there's not even a stunt category in the Oscar,
it's so nuts, man. Like the work that guy has to do to like become an ape.
I think he should Gollum. I think Gollum. I would say for Gollum more than for the ape.
It's crazy,
but you know, I mean, Oscars are. We're picking picking five people out of a bunch of like 1,000 movies, like 200 movies a year. So.
Yeah, Mr. Fix-It never won anything.
Yeah, how does Mr. Fix-It not get nominated?
uh, But anyway, once Willow removes the bullet, Buffy's just healed immediately. She wakes up. She's like, oh, wow, I feel great. This is amazing. Oh, cool. And Buffy looks at Willow and she just knows something's wrong. She's like, what the fuck?
She's also like, how did I get here?
Yeah.
Xander's like, you got to stop doing this dying thing.
Yeah, oh yeah, that was a good joke. Yeah. He's like, hey, you died twice. That's more than enough.
Yeah. It's fun at first, but not anymore. If I was Buffy, I'd be like, well, like I said last episode, man, just let her go. Let her go.
But yeah, Xander and Buffy look at Willow and they're like, yo, what the fuck is up? And Willow's like, don't worry about it. I'm off to go find Warren. I'm going to fuck him up. And so then I also predicted this last episode. Warren is at a bus station and he's getting a bus ticket because he's got to get out of town.
What did you predict? And
I was like, if Warren doesn't try to leave town now, he's a fucking moron. And he wasn't trying to leave town until Rack told him to. Like, he went to a demon bar and then he went to Rack before he decided to leave town.
And is he trying to leave town? That's the real question.
He's definitely trying to leave town. He's trying to get to the border.
Okay. You do know what happened later in this episode, right?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he's not trying to leave town.
Okay.
He's trying to leave.
On that bus?
On the bus, yeah.
Okay.
Do you think he's not trying to leave on the bus?
We'll keep talking about the episode.
All right. So he gets a ticket and he gets on the bus because he's, in my opinion, trying to leave town.
Okay.
And then Xander's driving his car and we see the outside of it, so you know it's real. And Buffy and Willow are in the back and Willow's like, drive faster. And Xander's like, I'm driving as fast as I can. She's like, no, you're not. And she uses magic to push the pedal to the metal. And they're like, geez, will you calm down? And Buffy's like, hey, Willow, I gotta be honest with you. I don't really like how you're acting. You know, I'm not really happy about this whole you using magic thing. Like, you know, I thought that you were done with this.
I'm the man. I drive the car.
and I don't think it's good for you. And Xander's like, yeah, what's up with this fucking makeover? The black hair? What happened? How did that happen in the time since I saw you this morning where there's blood splattered all over you and the time I see you in the hospital?
And what was all that blood that was splattered over you? I don't know.
Yeah.
They are so kid gloves with Willow in this moment that it doesn't make any sense.
Yes, indeed. And Willow's just like, we just need to drive. Shut up. Don't worry about what I'm doing. I need to use magic. And Buffy's like, I don't think that you really do. Like, I can handle this. And she's like, no, you can't. I need to use magic. And then she's just like, turn right now, Xander. And he's like, I can't. There's no road there. And then she just takes over with her magic. She turns the steering wheel. And Xander's like, oh, okay, backseat driver. Well, go ahead. Just take over the steering wheel.
And Buffy's saying very little to nothing, like a like a mom that just won't stand up to their kid that's just like yelling at him. Like,
yep.
Buffy, put your foot down.
Yeah. And so now they're off-roading. They're driving through the desert and they pull up to another road and Willow makes the car stop. They get out of the car and Willow just starts walking in the road and the bus oh, I know exactly what you're saying.
There it is. There's the moment. There's the aha moment. That is, I'm sorry our listeners couldn't see that hit you.
Yeah, that hit me like a lightning bolt. I was like, oh, right.
That's satisfying for me.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. So Willow gets out. And she's standing in the middle of the road as the bus approaches her and she makes the bus stop, or the bus just stops like an inch away from her face. I think she makes it stop, right?
She makes it stop. We see the pedal go down, but it looked like the gas pedal was speeding up and not the brake, but yeah.
So she's like, opens the door and she just says, get out. And everybody on the bus is like, what?
I thought everybody on the bus was going to get out.
Yeah. And instead, Warren gets up, walks out, and Willow grabs Warren by the neck and just starts squeezing until his eyeball rolls out, revealing that it is a robot double of Warren.
We got a Warren bot.
Funny. Yeah. This is exactly what you were talking about. Yeah, Warren.
Is Warren actually trying to leave?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I had the question, does witchcraft work on robots?
Well, I think that's what he had Rack do. That is what I would take. Because Rack mentions, oh, she can follow you. She can track your essence. She can feel you. And then he must have done something where he's like, hey, put whatever she's tracking onto this, like, robot me or whatever. That's what I presume has happened. Because I was thinking the same thing. I was like, her magic can't be so bad that he's definitely not building robot to have souls.
Yeah, because
no, I think it was a combination of Rack's magic and his. Because even in that, he's like, I'm a robot. I build robots and stuff. But I think it was something with Rack.
All right, I'll buy that.
Yeah.
But after Warren's robot eye falls out and his robot body just like crumbles to the ground, Willow's super pissed. She's like, this fucking guy, he tricked me. He fucking tricked me. I am going to kill that motherfucker. And Buffy's like, hey, Willow, maybe let's take a second to think about this.
If you finish all your vegetables, you can have your dessert. Just like, Buffy, just walk up to her and be like, oh, sorry, Willow, and just punch her and knock her out.
Yep. Yeah, but instead she's like, hey, maybe you should calm down. You know, I don't really like that scene that I just saw, mate. What if that was Warren? What if that was him? You would have definitely killed him. And this is where Willow is like, Warren shot and killed Tara. Tara's dead. And Buffy's like, oh, shit. Oh, that's what's going on. How did he even do it? And she's like, oh, well, when he shot up into the air, I guess, you know, he shot Willow or Tara.
She doesn't even know. Yeah.
So Buffy's like, all right, I understand that Tara's dead, but Willow, this is not the way to do this. We should not be doing it like this. You need to calm down. And boy, when you tell a woman to calm down, let me tell you something, buddy.
Those are the words of Joe Welke?
In a comedic tone.
Oh, sloppy Joe, what are you doing, freaking?
Motherfucker, go and try and tell your wife to calm down. See what happens. But Willow's like, I'm going to fucking kill Warren. And Buffy's like, yeah, but Warren's a human. We don't kill humans. And if you kill Warren, it'll destroy you too. And Willow's like, I'm already destroyed. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to kill him. You don't kill humans. I do.
Willow the human slayer does.
Yeah. And Buffy's like, no, but if you're using this like insane dark magic, this magic is too strong. It's going to destroy you. And you won't be able to come back if you keep using this. And Willow's like, I'm not coming back. I don't give a shit. And she just walks away. And then Xander and Buffy try to like chase after Willow and like, hey, you shouldn't do this. You shouldn't do this. And then Willow just uses a spell, like zaps them, knocks them down, and incapacitates them long enough for her to just completely disappear.
Well, she just magically disappears. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, man, we cannot stop her.
Because she can do that now. Like,
yep.
You can't fight her. You know what this is going to be like? The end is going to be kind of like a Superman versus Batman situation, where Buffy's going to have to use some super smarts and some, like, ingenuity and some trickery. Because you just can't one-on-one.
Yeah.
And I just thought about this. What do you think the people in that bus think?
Dude, right?
They just saw a robot guy get his eye, like a robot person, a magical witch that shot a laser type incapacitator at her friends and then just disappeared. I would be someday, like, can man. We get this bus going? Let's get the hell out of here. The bus driver should look back and be like, anybody else here a robot? Three people raise their hands. He's like, get off. When did Warren have time to make this bot? Did he have it in ready to go?
He definitely has to have doubles.
Man, does he have like a warehouse somewhere?
Probably. I mean, I would, if I was a robot making motherfucker, I would have all kinds of robots.
Yeah, I would have just made an army of robots and not done anything else.
Yeah. Yeah, you would never know where I am.
Yeah, and they wouldn't look like me either. I would only have one double of me, maybe two.
Why wouldn't you have an army of you?
Because I didn't. Because I still am myself, so I don't want the army that's doing the crimes to look like me when the crimes are happening.
Right. Yeah. Smart.
Yeah.
I mean, like, dictators have body doubles and stuff. Don't they say that, like, Putin has body doubles and shit?
Yeah. But they are who they are, and they're known for, like, they have, like, people that will try to assassinate them and stuff is their fear. But if you're just, like, a regular nerd trio guy that no one knows about, you don't want your face on the camera at the local bankeria when you're stealing the money.
Yeah, that's true. I would have two doubles of me.
I would have two doubles of me. One would definitely be the fall guy. Just like if something did come down and they would come into the house, I go into like a little safe underneath, like a little crawl space thing. And then the fake me is just going to be sitting there to get arrested.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I mean, he's making life like robots that fool everyone.
Yeah.
Willow has touched Buffybot. And she sees this Warren and she's like holding it at its neck. And she's like, oh, this is a real person.
Yeah.
Amazing. Just incredible. He's an evil genius.
We've never once denied his genius.
Yes. And I will always emphasize his evilness.
But is he a genius because he's not trying to leave town? It seems like his genius has limitations.
I mean, you send one way and then you just hop on a. When he was at the bus station, my thought was, dummy, just steal a car. Like, right? Why are you like waiting to bus schedules? Like, it doesn't leave for 20 minutes. You're like, oh, damn it. Just rent a car. Steal a car.
Yeah.
You've been tossing money around like it's nothing. Buy a car.
Yeah.
Just.
Yeah. Cash money. Randy Moss?
Straight cash, homie.
Cash money. Straight cash, homie. That's what it was. Oh, that's incredible.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
But, so Buffy and Xander return home, and they're looking for Dawn. They're like, oh, shit, I forgot. I have a child that I'm in charge of. Doris is there, like, tapping her foot.
It's Wednesday.
Dead body upstairs.
Dead body upstairs. Bullet holes in the window.
Now, did she live here too?
Oh, God. That would be
She's amazing. Taking a dirt nap. Buffy, I'm taking a dirt nap.
Oh, no. Time plus tragedy equals comedy. So one week.
Yep. So they're looking for Dawn and they go upstairs and Buffy sees Tara's dead body and she's like, oh my God. Oh my God. And then she just hears Dawn, who's like in the fetal position behind her, sitting on the ground. And she's like, I didn't want to leave her alone. I didn't think it'd be right to leave Tara's dead body alone. Buffy's like, oh my God, Dawn, you really shouldn't be seeing this. And Dawn's like, I just don't understand what happened. And then Xander comes in and he sees Tara's dead body too. And he's like, fuck.
You know what's crazy? So many of them have walked in on like the dead body stuff of people mm-hmm. they know and love, because that's happened. It hasn't happened to Xander yet, but I feel like it is. It's going to. Yeah. And it happened to Giles with Miss Callender, which was the first one.
That's true.
That was the big one. When that happened.
That was a brutal one.
Yeah.
Angelus really fucked with Giles on that one.
He made
it seem like Giles was about to get laid.
That was a rough one. That one. Yeah.
That's the most fucking evil thing that I think. I don't know, man. That was so fucked up.
It was great, too, the way they teased it with the drawing and the picture. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was so good.
Angelus is a messed up dude, man.
Yeah. He's a bad, bad man.
Now, is Angelus worse than Spike? I think so.
Yeah. I mean, from what we've seen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Spike's kind of a dipshit.
I think Spike can do some dark stuff and has done some dark stuff, obviously. Mm-hmm. But Angelus loves the torture. I think Spike doesn't have the ability to just keep torturing and tormenting someone for a long time. I think he's more like, I just got to get it over with. Like, he's just so rage, and he's just so rage induced. But Angelus will like, oh yeah, I'm going to play with my food for like months.
I'll take my time.
Yeah.
What's the rush?
Yeah.
Yeah. But Spike has killed two Slayers. Do you hold that in less esteem? I mean, we've seen how easy it is to kill a Slayer. It's a fucking gun.
But I mean, we've seen the two Slayers he killed. It was like punch, kill. But we saw the people that Angelus, like, the stories, man.
Yeah, the stories are pretty brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah, Angelus is fucking,
I mean, just look at Drusilla. Look at Drusilla. Yeah.
But anyway. So, after we have the scene of everybody seeing Tara's dead body, the coroner arrives, right? Is that the coroner?
Yeah, coroner, but yeah, morticians, yeah. I don't know, whatever. Yeah, somebody who's getting rich off this town.
Is the wealthiest person. He bought Dracula's castle after Dracula got killed.
Yeah, this'll work. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Straight cash, homie.
But the coroner has taken Tara's body, and Xander, Buffy, and Dawn, they reconvene, and the coroner's like, hey, will you sign this paperwork? And Xander's like, what? Sorry. Okay, yeah, sure. So the Xander, Buffy, and Dawn reconvene, and they need to find Willow. They're like, we gotta find Willow. She's on a rampage, and Warren is a dead man if she finds him. And Dawn's like, good. And Buffy's like, no, Dawn, we don't say things like that.
She's talking to Dawn like she's like five.
Well, she acts like she's five in another episode. And Buffy's like, why would you say that? You know we don't say things like that, Dawn. And Dawn's like, I'd kill Warren myself if I could.
You don't mean that, Dawn.
Yeah, but I think, you know what? Why don't we all want Warren dead? We all should want Warren dead. And Xander is like, I mean, she's got a point. At this point, Warren is just as bad as any vampire that you kill, Buffy. Like, he's bad. And Buffy's like, yeah, but just because I'm the Slayer doesn't give me a license to kill. I mean, he's human. And Dawn's like, who gives a fuck? And Buffy's like, Dawny, the human world has its own rules. And we need to play by the human world's rules. And Xander's like, I don't really know how good those rules are working these days. And Buffy's like, look, dude, we can't control the universe, all right? If we could, we'd be able to bring Tara back. And we'd be able to bring... in my notes I wrote, didn't they try to bring Joyce back? It's like, if we could control the universe, we'd be able to bring Tara back. And we can't. And there should be limits. There should be checks and balances in the American way. And Willow communist that she is, she doesn't believe in that. She doesn't believe.
I don't know if communism will be what it
is. She's just social. I don't know. Nazi.
Authoritarian. Authoritarianship.
Yeah. Willow doesn't believe that there should be limits to the to our power.
The boys talk politics.
No doesn't mean no, Vance.
Hanging Chad. It's Hanging Chad.
Filibuster. Filibuster.
I'm just a Bill.
But Willow doesn't believe that there should be limits to the power, and it's going to end up hurting Willow in the long run. And Buffy is not going to let Willow destroy herself. And Buffy wants to go to the magic box to use a locating spell to find Willow. And Xander's like, all right, cool, I'll go with you. And Dawn's like, cool, I'll go too. And Buffy's like, no, it's too dangerous. And Dawn is like, are you fucking kidding me right now, dude?
Two people were shot at this house. This house is a crime scene.
And Buffy's like, no, I want you to be safe. And this is the safest place in the world. And Dawn's like, no, it ain't, dude. No, it is not. And Buffy's like, oh, yeah, well, name one place that's safer. And Dawn is like, how about I go to Spikes? I want to go to Spikes. It's safer there. And Buffy's like, all right, you know what? All right, fine. And then Xander's like, a moment alone with you, Buffy? A word, please? And they have an aside. And Xander's like, are you really going to fucking let Dawn stay at Spikes? And Buffy's like, we don't really have any other option. And Xander's like, I think we have to have some kind of better option than leaving Dawn with Mr. Attempted Rape.
I'm glad the show says it. The show has not held back from actually saying the R word this season.
I know. Yeah.
And I'm actually happy they said it about that moment in the bathroom.
Yes. And I'm happy that like Xander has been filled in on the situation, or maybe he just put two and two together.
I mean, she had the quintessential bruises. Thigh bruise of
yeah
and just a look on her face, and the
he saw Spike's coat going in, then he saw Buffy, he's like, did he hurt you? And Buffy retorts to Xander, and she's like, trust me, Spike wouldn't hurt Dawn. And Xander's like, are you sure about that?
Yeah, I mean, I can't get on board with her logic there.
Yep. And Buffy's like, well, what other option do we have? Spike is all we've got at this moment. And I'm like, okay. All right.
I thought she was just going to go to Janice's place.
Right? Where they like having her around.
They're like, oh, shit, Janice is here again. I mean, Dawn is here again.
God damn it. It's been like 6 nights this week.
Yeah.
Doesn't she tell her sister to get up, pick up some more shifts at the Double Me? God damn.
Take less shifts. Looking at this bitch.
Yeah.
So I did like the argument in this scene about they don't want Willow to destroy herself.
Yeah.
Now that I can get behind. They don't want her to kill Warren more so for that reason. Even though Buffy makes her like the human world has its rules for this. Which is weird that the human world has its rules for this, but the demons live in the human world and get to do whatever they want.
Yes. This is what I was saying last week about, like, what's the downsides of being a demon in this world? Like, there's none.
No, you might look funny. That's about it.
Yeah.
Like, that demon bar seemed pretty chill. You can watch a TV show. A dumb human might just walk in that you can eat right away.
I mean, I have to believe that not all demons eat humans, you know?
No, some eat babies.
Yeah, some baby eat humans.
Some eat kittens. Yeah, Clem's a kitten eater.
That's not that bad.
Yeah, I mean, if you had a pet chicken, you could look at every human and be like, oh my God, they ate a chicken. So, yeah.
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 Yeah. All right. Go out and kill your kittens, everybody. It's not that bad.
It's not that bad.
Oh, God. We are just dropped from Seltzer Kings Network, everybody.
Seltzer Kings.
It's been a good run.
Seltzer Kings is proud to announce that they have removed Boys Watching Buffy from their lineup.
It's So good run.
Good run. We got
half an episode.
Oh, man.
Whee! So then we have Willow, and Willow's at college, and she's, is this her shirt that's covered in blood?
Yes. Right?
The shirt that she was wearing?
Her shirt is covered in
Tara's blood. And she uses this shirt to do a location spell to find Warren. And the shirt creates a map with the blood to locate him. And it starts glowing where he is. And she's like, all right, know where he is. Fucking gonna go kill this bitch. So Buffy and Dawn then show up to Spike's place. And Spike's not there, obviously, because we saw him take off last episode. But who is there? Best character in this whole goddamn series.
Yeah.
Clem is there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, hey, Clem, what are you doing here? And he's like, I'm here. Spike took off and he left town. And they're like, did he say when he's going to be back? And he's like, no, he didn't. It could be a while, to be honest with you. It seems like it's going to be a bit of a trip for this guy. So I'm here. I'm taking care of his spot because, you know, real estate in this economy. I mean, if a good crypt like this, if it goes vampireless, it's going to get swooped up by somebody else. So I'm looking after the place for him.
Dude, what is going on in this? Like, yeah, I'm trying to think of like some nature show, like all those animals that like will just take over other animals' dens and stuff.
Yeah.
When you just kill, I wonder how strong Clem is.
Yeah, I don't think Clem's much of a fighter, to be honest.
I don't know.
With
he's
you.
Got those claws. He's got those nails.
Maybe we're gonna see a scene where it's just like surprisingly like
he might be super Clem strong. Is this, yeah.
Yeah, he's gonna be like an incredibly vicious fighter. Like he transforms into some kind of mega demon.
Yeah, he bites faces just like, off. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a wolf in sheep's clothes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But right now, I love that guy. It doesn't seem like he'd hurt a fly. Except for a kitten. Which, as we discussed, is not that bad.
The views expressed by Joe and Vance do not.
But Buffy's like, oh, okay, well, if he's gone, do you mind if Dawn stays here for a little bit? And he's like, absolutely. You want to rent a movie, get some pizza? You want to hang out? You can have the comfy chair here. And he like pats it and he's like, I just wrote, I was like, he's trying to be a great host.
Yeah.
He's like, I got some fresh drinks. Like everything. Like, is there anything you guys want?
He says he has bugles and liverwurst.
Yeah.
Does he have a mini fridge down there? I don't know. But
I mean,
they do have electricity because they have the TV.
Yeah, I mean, we see an angel. They usually refrigerate blood, keep it fresh, I guess.
Yeah. Man, I haven't even thought about bugles in forever.
Dude, I had bugles. My girlfriend had never had bugles. I don't think she's ever heard of them. And I was like, you gotta have them. They made them different now, though. You can't put them on your fingers anymore. They're too thin.
They came back wrong. Or maybe you grew up and they're not as...
No, dude, no. I'm telling you, there's no ability to put them on your fingers anymore.
Or are they good?
I like them a lot, but I also think the Taco Bell is the height of cuisine. Vance nodding like, oh, okay, yeah. Cannot trust you. I think that they're excellent.
Yeah, if you like I've Fritos, had people. I've like had, if they're softer though, aren't they? Aren't they?
No, they're crunchy.
They're crunchy, but like, aren't they kind of like a like how Pringles are a potato chip, but like like kind of taken apart and put back together.
I wouldn't say I'd say they're crisp.
Yes. They're like air fried potato chip type things.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember having Bugles, but I hadn't even thought about them in over a decade at least.
Dude, they're still amazing.
But they're
great. They're, I mean, the taste isn't different. The construction is different. There had to have been a lawsuit or some shit where like some kid like shoved one up his ass.
They just
want to.
It's 2024. They just want to make them smaller and sell them yeah, for more true. Money. It's just money. It's all comes down
God
to money.
Damn it. I know. I hate it.
Yeah.
Everything is money. I fucking hate it, dude.
Yeah.
I'm sick of this world. Let's riot. Let's go to the Capitol. Have a good time, you know?
So Spike is in some African or Haitian country.
Yeah, so then we go see where Spike is at. And I wrote, Spike is in a foreign land, Africa?
Yeah.
Caribbean? I mean,
really just like the desert, like just outside of California, obviously, with a couple huts and extras in costume.
And face paint and shit.
I was like, that is West Coast. That is not. Yeah.
Did you notice how, like, he walks really weird? Like, he walks like he's trying to be, like, super cool.
Yeah. Like, the jeans are too tight.
He has, like, a pimp limp or something.
Yeah. He's, like, lean back. He's got a little bit of a Billy Bob if you see him in certain things when he's, like, being cocky. Billy Bob Thornton when he's walking around. Just, oh, you know what it is? It's Timothy Olyphant in, like, Justified. Yeah. Like, that's the cowboy walk, you know?
Okay. Yeah, because I was watching him walk across this field, and I was like, is he okay? Did he, like, hurt himself? Like,
yeah, he walks like he has boots on, but he doesn't. Yeah.
Yeah, but he goes into some, like, local guy is, like, yelling at him. He's like, I don't speak your language, motherfucker.
It was just like, I'm not listening to you. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, he just walks into a cave, and he's looking at some cave drawings, and they're cave drawings of, like, vampires being killed and vampires killing and all that shit. And he eventually gets to, like, the end of the cave, and he just hears a voice, and it says, you seek me, vampire? And Spike is like, yeah, yeah. And the demon, he knows that it's about the Slayer. He knows what's troubling Spike, and Spike says, bitch thinks she's better than me. All right.
He's been calling her a bitch from the beginning. So that's my... We had some discourse about the Spuffies and how the Spuffies were formed. We're watching the show without the breaks of, like, between seasons. So we're just powering through. So, like, in season 2 or season 3 and 4 and stuff, the Spuffies start to get a little more into it, and then they get the rug pulled out from under them, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
I just don't know how, like, we were last episode, he was, like, seemingly haunted by his actions of trying to rape Buffy. He was like, oh no, what have I done, type of deal. And now he's like, this bitch thinks she's better. I'm like, dude, what did you have flashbacks? And no.
Well, he's always been like that. Like, she'll be like, hey, Spike, I don't like you. Oh, you don't like me? Like, as soon as you say that, he just turns. Yeah. And he's always been that way.
Yeah.
Like, when he kidnapped her and was going to feed her to Drusilla, I mean, that's a no.
But, so Spike starts complaining to the demon about the chip. He's like, I'd be fine if it wasn't for this chip. And the demon just starts clowning him. He's laughing at him. Mm-hmm. And he's annoyed at Spike. And he's like, bro, you used to be a legendary dark warrior. And now you're neutered. You're nothing. You're a pathetic excuse for a demon. And Spike was like, I wouldn't be a pathetic excuse for a demon if it wasn't for this chip. So do what you need to do to get this chip out of my head. And the demon's like, bro, you're too much of a pussy. You wouldn't ever endure the trials that are required to grant this request. And Spike is like, try me, because bitch is gonna see a change.
Yeah, he doesn't say chip a lot though in this scene, which seems like it's more of a fit. Like, it seems like he's going through something that we've seen in the Angel series, like when Angel goes through some trials at one point.
Mm-hmm.
But those were like, that was a crazy trial that he went through to do something bigger. This seems like you just need a surgery.
Yeah, like, I don't know what this demon's like, gonna do. I feel like Warren is more apt to fix Spike than
not even
demon.
Warren, just any of the doctors that Willow made leave the surgery room.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, just anybody.
Yeah, I mean, if you pay him enough.
And like, you can't kill stabbing. They're not zombies, so stabbing them in the brain doesn't kill them.
Yeah.
I don't know what the healing process is or if you can like paralyze a vampire. I know he was in a wheelchair for a while, but
yeah,
I don't know, man.
But who knows how long he actually needed to be in that wheelchair, because we saw him faking for a bit.
When you try to electrocute yourself or something to like short circuit, yeah. Like I just feel like we haven't seen him try.
Yes.
Yeah. We saw that one.
I mean,
we
saw him try with the surgery and the guy like he double crossed him.
I mean, his head had to be open.
I think there was a debate about that, if his head was actually open.
I don't think there was a debate. You might have tried to debate it, but there's no debate.
No, I don't. I feel like it was on Discord.
Because she was looking into it. She could see inside of him.
Yeah, she was smoking inside of his head or whatever.
Yeah. She's not. I mean, Harmony's not the brightest bulb, but she's not that dim that she wouldn't know that. She wouldn't be like, I'm staring at his hair.
But like, I don't know what.
Get Clem to do it.
What injuries can vampires come back from? Because the way to kill them, fire, holy water, crosses, decapitation.
They bounce back from fire. They bounce back from fire.
That is true. Yeah, yeah.
They bounce back from getting stabbed a bunch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think, yeah, just cut it open. Cut it out. Rip it out.
But like, would fucking with their brain really, can they not heal their brain?
No, I think the brain would heal too.
Yeah, that's why I'm just like, what?
Just rip it out.
Why is this so hard?
I don't know.
me being like, why is this brain surgery so hard?
It's not brain surgery. Oh, wait, it is. I would just go into the hospital, take those like defibrillator paddles and like shock your head real quick.
Oh, clear. Zap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least try it at that point.
Yeah, or like electric chair yourself.
Yeah, just a quick montage of him doing a bunch of stuff to try to get it out. Or
yeah,
or we need a line.
Tase yourself in the head.
Or we need a line where he's with some like crazy doctor that's like, yeah, that's in there pretty good. If I were yank this out, you're not going to be able to do anything. Just all we need is one line. I just need one line.
Well, I think that the doctor did say that. He was like, this is really tricky. It's really deeply embedded in you.
No, he said it's tricky, but he said that so that Harmony would step away so he could fake like he pulled it out. He wasn't actually giving him actual information.
Okay. But yeah, I feel like this trip to wherever the hell he is.
Wherever he rode his motorbike to. he's in Portland.
Yeah, I feel like there's got to be a better way than this.
Yeah.
But so we go then to the magic box, and Xander's helping Anya kind of be alleviated from Willow's spell, but she's still kind of feeling the effects of it, but it's wearing off.
Now, I had a question initially about this, where I was wondering why she was feeling the effects more than Buffy and Xander, because they were also frozen outside of the car by the same magic.
Yeah.
And then I realized maybe it's because she's a vengeance demon that it's affecting her more. At first I was like, she should be affected less because she's a vengeance demon. But later in the conversation, I was like, oh, maybe the dark magic affects demons.
It's two negatives make a positive.
Sure.
I mean, Xander should be the one that's most affected. Like,
well, that's what I was saying.
She's a demon.
Yeah.
Buffy's a slayer. Xander should be stone cold on that side of that road still.
Yeah. But no, that's why I was a little confused. But then I just decided, I guess, vengeance demons feel it. Demons feel it more. I don't know.
But Xander's talking to her and he's like, man, Willow's really going off on a rampage, huh? And Anya's like, yeah, I can feel where Willow is, and I can feel her thirst for vengeance. And Xander's like, oh, yeah, yeah, that's interesting. Is this some kind of leftover powers from your demon days? And Anya looks up at him. She's like, it's not really leftover anymore. And Xander's like, great.
That relationship is done.
Yep. And he's like, when? And she's like, when do you think, dipshit?
It is funny that he found out about her sleeping with Spike before finding out that she was back to being a vengeance demon. Because that was already a non-starter.
Yeah. But so Buffy comes over and she's like, all right, Anya, do you know anything about a location spell that we could use on Willow? And Xander's like, she doesn't really need a location spell. She can feel where Willow is. And Buffy's like, oh yeah, how'd that happen? And Xander's like, well, she apparently is a vengeance demon again. And Buffy's like, oh, this is awkward.
Okay, so how does this work? I wish that Willow wouldn't kill.
Yes.
Again, Buffy has the smallest reaction to the biggest news.
Yeah.
Like, give us something, Buffy. She's like,
I mean, also Anya at this point is kind of sitting down while Buffy and Xander are standing, which is like power play type of thing. And Anya's looking up at them like, I'm a vengeance demon again.
Yeah. Buffy's like, I don't care. I just dropped my sister off with a crypt because that's the safest place for her.
So Buffy's like, all right, so you're a vengeance demon. You can feel where Willow is. Whose side are you on here? All right. Are you on Willow's side or are you on my side? And Anya's like, well, I fucking hate you guys, but you know what? I'll help you, but I'm not on your side. I'm helping you because I don't want to see Willow destroy herself.
Well, she says I'm on Willow's side. She says that. Well, Xander says, Anya, I thought wouldn't you be helping her because it's all part of the vengeance demon thing? And then Anya says, normally I'd have to, which is a key term. Normally I'd have to, but Willow doesn't want me.
Yeah.
What are the rules with vengeance demons? Like, she has to go to Willow because...
Welcome to Buffy the Vampire Slayer, where the rules are made up and the points don't matter.
Like... So Willow was wrong by the... Couldn't she go to Buffy or Dawn or because they like Warren has wronged all three of them, right?
Yeah.
But she's like, oh, I normally would have to due to the stipulations of my vengeance demon job contract. So she has to do this stuff? I don't know if it's...
But she doesn't have to because we've seen her like stop people before they say I wish or like railroad them or not grant wishes.
Yeah, is she going to lose her vengeance demon license because she's not doing her job well?
Yeah. And then she becomes a human again, and this is the pathway for Xander and Anya to reconcile.
They're not. I think this one's done.
Yeah. Yeah. But Buffy's like, all right, cool. You're on Willow's side, whatever. Where is she? And Anya's like, she's close to Warren. They're in the woods.
Evil genius goes to hide out in woods.
Yep. Nondescript woods. I mean, maybe that is kind of genius.
No, get out of the metropolitan area.
I mean, Willow's going to find him anyway.
Sure. But don't go into the woods. I don't know.
But we go to the woods and we see Willow in the woods and she's walking around and Warren is running through the woods. And eventually Willow stops and she can feel a presence or something. She's like, you might as well stop running because I am going to find you. And Warren sneaks up from behind Willow and just axes her in the back. And Willow falls face first right down into the dirt. And she gets right back up with magic.
Yeah, we get a commercial break and then she gets back up. Because one, no one thought she was dead.
Yeah, no.
But she could have been if Warren was smart and if he was trained by a watcher.
Should have went for the head.
100%.
Yeah.
I don't think Willow can make her head go back on. I don't know how her witch powers make her immortal now.
Yeah.
Like, she could take an axe to the back.
And just get up. Just take out the axe. Clink, clink.
Yeah.
I mean, drop it on the ground.
She's like a Cabin in the Woods character. Just like...
But Warren sees her just get up and take the axe out. And he's like, oh, fuck. And he just runs away. Mm-hmm. And then Warren pulls out a square golden snitch.
Yeah.
And he is like, all right, go find Willow or whatever. And this golden snitch type thing goes and flies around and it gets right up in Willow's face and blows up because it's a bomb. And Willow uses magic to nullify this explosion and craziness.
Yeah, it's we're getting all the effects. We're getting all the budget. Yeah.
Yeah. So Warren's still running, and then he turns around, and Willow's right in front of him. And Warren's like, "Wah!" And then he just runs some more.
Yeah, I'm looking at my notes, and I have the line highlighted after she gets an axe in her back. She stands up and goes, "Axe not going to cut it."
So he starts running again, and Willow catches up to him and he trips or something and just throws like this goo at Willow. And yeah, it momentarily stops her enough for him to run away. But then she uses magic, the magic of her eyes, to like burn the goo off of her.
Yeah.
And she's just like, bro, you might as well just stop with all this bullshit. She's chasing after him. He's still running. She uses a spell to tie him up with tree branches and vines or something. And he's tied to a couple trees. I was like, oh my God, this is about to be brutal.
Yeah. Warren in this scene doesn't seem to realize how much danger he's in.
No, he absolutely does. Like, not.
I can't believe the stuff he's saying and the way he's acting.
Yeah. And he's just like, he's tied up.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, bitch, once I get out of here, you're fucking done for. I'm going to kill your ass. You're a weak piece of shit, bullshit woman. And I'm like, what are you thinking, dude?
Did you not see yourself hit her in the back with an axe and she stood up?
Right?
Do you not understand the severity of the situation?
Yeah. And Willow's standing in front of him and she's like, you're not going to do jack squat to me, buddy. And then she's like, wait a minute. Tara wasn't your first kill. And Warren's like, what are you fucking talking about? Who's Tara? What do you mean? Because he doesn't know that he killed Tara either.
I think he's, well, she does she mention her girlfriend yet or no? She does say it at one point.
Yeah, maybe I don't later. I don't know.
He doesn't care either.
He's like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? And Will's like, this isn't your first kill. And he's like, what do you mean it's not my first kill? And now he's getting shifty. Mm-hmm. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
And then Willow is like, arise or something.
She says reveal. Reveal,
that's what it is. And Katrina comes bounding from around the corner. And she's like, how could you do this to me, Warren? You loved me. How could you do this? And Warren's like, I and she's like, you said that you loved me and you killed me and you were going to do all kinds of crazy things. Why did you do this? And Warren's like, you know what? Shut up, bitch. You deserved it, bitch. And then Katrina, Warren is like, this is all a trick. This is all a trick. This isn't real. And Katrina keeps chiding him, and he's like, shut up, bitch. You deserved it, bitch. And then Katrina disappears, and Warren's like, oh, my God, it was a trick. Well, you know what? This is all women. All you women, you're all the same. You're all the same. You're all liars and trickers, and you're all a bunch of bitches.
He's gone just full misogyny. Just
the
last couple episodes. I mean, he's already had issues like that because he called her a bitch and told her to shut up the first time we saw Katrina when the April bot was there. So he's already had the problems. He's had his issues.
And then Willow's like, you're just mad because you never had power until you started killing people. I was like, really? The dude's a genius. He's a robot genius.
Yeah, but he's never had power over women.
I guess so. But so Anya, Xander, and Buffy are now in the woods and they're searching around. They're looking for Willow. And now Warren's screaming for help. Warren's like, help! Somebody help me! And then Willow is like, no one's going to come and help you, bro. You're done. And she uses magic to rip open his shirt and then pulls out the bullet from Buffy that she took from Buffy's chest. And she's like holding it up to him. And she's like, she goes, you know what? I hated this part when she's going on like the whole medical thing of like, oh, what a bullet does to people.
Yeah.
Fucking hate that.
It's one of those scenes that like seems so badass. It's like they have it in all those B action movies where it's like, you know, if I break your metacarpal, that's like, like ripping, like
those are words.
Like your tibia has nerve endings that go like, then they go all scientific and all anatomy class about it. Like that's more scary.
Yeah.
And she's, and it's a little, this was like gruesome too, but weird because the bullet's going into his chest like super slow. Yeah. And then she stitches his mouth shut, which is like funny looking.
And because he's like begging her to stop. Yeah. And then she just stitches his mouth shut to make him shut up.
Yeah.
And she's slowly pushing this bullet through his chest. And he's like, ah, ah. He's like writhing in pain.
Yeah.
And and she's monologuing about how bad it will hurt him and how bad it must have hurt Tara. And Warren is also just like, who the fuck is this Tara chick?
Those shots in the air were warning shots to the neighborhood.
And then Anya, Xander, and Buffy eventually find Willow. Mm-hmm. And they see what she's up to. And they're like, Willow, whoa, you got chill, dude. You got calm down. And let me tell you, when you tell a woman to calm down, mother.
Your door blows open and Willow's right behind you.
And Warren is now like begging. He's begging Willow like, hey, please just take me to jail. I'll serve my time. Like this is, you're torturing me. This is not cool.
Yeah, because she unstitched his mouth at some point for some reason.
And as soon as Buffy, Xander, and Anya show up and they're like, Willow, stop. Willow skins Warren alive. She just rips all of his skin off and he is laying there. And Buffy, Xander, and Anya are like, oh my God, holy fuck. And then she explodes Warren. She burns him alive. And they're like, what did you do? What did you do? And Willow goes one down and vanishes.
I wish when his skin got ripped off, they would have done more of a writhing motion. Yes. Like he was still alive. I wonder if it was like one of those things where the sensors were like, that's a little too much, you know?
Yeah, but if like, he was just like,
yeah, because it's like it happens, but then he's like completely still.
Yeah. His like head falls limp to his side and shit. But it's like he's already dead.
Yeah, it's not like it's off, but he's like suffering. And just the way she was like, I'm bored now. And just like waves her hand and it just rips off.
Yeah. I feel like when she says bored now, I feel like she said that before. Or somebody said that before in this show. Bored now. Was it when she was with Amy? Or is the Bort now say sounds that?
Bort now does sound like a line that's been used, and our Discord sleuths will let us know, hopefully.
Yeah, I feel like it was definitely said in this show. I don't know if that's like a Willowism.
It might not have even been that those exact words, but it might have been like something like was it Glory in Bring It On?
I don't know.
Because it could have been in one of those movies. Yeah, but Bort now does seem like a line that we've heard somewhere before.
Yeah. But anyway, that's where the episode ends. Gruesome.
I'm going to say, Willow would make a better vengeance demon than Anya.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
She had the opportunity.
Yeah. That If I'm still Hoffman, I'm putting that offer back out there.
Yeah, I'm taking Anya's powers away because she can't vengeance deem anything.
Yeah, I like you. I do like the ending threat that she's going after those other two.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're going to love the name of the next episode, Vance.
Dos.
Next episode is titled Two to Go.
All right. Yeah.
Do you think that Buffy's going to try and save Jonathan because Jonathan helped her stop Warren?
Yeah, I think Andrew ends up going. And then this is
I
my
think
prediction.
They're both going to die because Willow is just beyond reason at this point. She's going to kill both of them.
It's crazy that they just witnessed this. And like witnessing this is like a step too far for Willow to do. In Buffy's eyes, obviously, right?
He's human.
He's human.
There's rules of the human world.
I can tell because I saw all of them. Like a bodies exhibit. That was a human. Crazy
what you
do with Dark
Titan from Attack on Titan.
Yeah, Attack on Titan, yeah. Yeah, okay, so Andrew's going to die. Jonathan probably dies. But Jonathan's death wouldn't be like, oh, no, you killed Jonathan. Maybe Jonathan's begging more.
I feel like Buffy's going to try and defend Jonathan more.
I know, but I just
Jonathan.
Like... I know, but... There's a little more sympathy towards Jonathan as an audience, somewhat, depending on what you think of him.
Well, I mean,
but
he's
more,
been conflicted
more so than,
for
more
a
so
while.
Than Andrew. But they were all on board for like a lot of the crime.
He was
on board for the rape of the mind raping.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, he was not putting up any qualms with that.
When's it my turn?
Yeah.
I don't know. Once he heard that it was rape, that's when he started to be like, wait a minute.
Once he discovered what rape is.
Yeah, once Trina started to be like, this isn't cool. This isn't funny. This is rape. And he's like, wait, what?
I thought
what
this
about
was...
those Swedish twins that I had under my spell in Superstar?
What did he think brainwashing was? Like,
yeah, I don't know, man.
Just normal. Let's just like mind control some women and then take turns with one of them. That's just normal, right?
I can make them say yes.
Yeah.
It's like putting a gun to their head and say yes.
Yeah. But I
it's
do
not
think...
gonna hold up in court, buddy.
I do think Dawn will be the one that stops Willow. That is my big prediction.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good prediction. I like that.
Yeah.
But
next episode, I mean, she breaks them out of jail. I mean, just seeing how powerful Willow is, how do they go on a run? Like, if she gets them to jail, like, that's it.
I mean, they're in jail. They are cornered. They can't do shit. She's going to fuck up some cops, too, probably. They're going to be like, hey, you can't go back there. And she's going to go shut up and fucking...
Force push him against the wall and shit.
Yeah. Force push. Underrated force ability. Did you play the Force Unleashed? Star Wars Force Unleashed?
I played one of them. Yeah.
That game is so amazing. I fucking love that game.
Force powers? Okay.
Force pushing motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. Off of bridges.
Mm-hmm.
The most fun game ever.
Yeah. The ragdoll physics that you get when you push people.
Yes. I used to pick them up and then hover them over just like a ravine and drop them. And they're like, ah!
Yeah.
I'm evil. But anyway, that is a wrap for villains, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for subscribing. Thanks for riding with us, and if you want to chat about it, join our Discord. Sure, there's going to be a lot of chatter. If you know where that board now shit's from, please let us know. That's going to drive me crazy for a little bit. I feel like that's definitely been said in Buffy before. Maybe Faith said it.
I mean, yeah, that line when you said that it reminded you of something, I could hear 8 different people saying it.
Yeah. I'm saying it's either Faith or Glory that said it. Or maybe Willow when she was with Amy.
It could have been Sunday. She probably never had a moment to say that, but
yeah, no, she didn't get enough moment to say anything. Sunday fucking ruled, dude.
Dude, she beat the shit out of Buffy. I've never seen Buffy take a beat down like that at that point. she got worked.
I know. She was awesome.
Yeah.
Underrated villain. But yeah, hop on Discord. Let us know what you thought about the episode. Join our Patreon, patreon.com/boyswatchingBuffy, where we do Boys Watching Angel. I got a lot of questions about what's going on in Angel. Boy, big happenings there. Big, big happenings there.
Yeah, and a guest star. And a big guest star, yeah.
Boys Watching Movies. Joe's Fashion Report /Corner. And if you want to get a shout out, if you're a listener in Hawaii, reach out to us on Instagram at Boys Watching Buffy, or Gmail, boyswatchingbuffy@gmail.com, or Apple Podcasts 5-star rating and review, or Spotify 5-star rating and send it to us. That's how you get a shout out. We got merch. And yeah, first episode is a part of the Seltzer Kings podcast network. Check out seltzerkings.com. Check out their podcast. I'm sure some people have already been on board with Bradshaw Boys, Adventures of Danny and Mike, and some of their other podcasts. And yeah, monumentous occasion, Vance.
Hey, I mean, this is the seltzer era.
Yeah, it is. We got to start popping them bubbly boys.
Yeah.
And yeah, stay tuned next time for when we talk about Two to Go.
He wants to make me his butt monkey.